Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Magho with the news at 9. The headlines. On the eve of Republic Day, President Draupadi Murmu highlights the nation's strides in science, space exploration and sports as markers of its growing global confidence and innovation. President hails One Nation, One Election Bill as a transformative step towards consistent governance, says India's economic growth story remains a cornerstone of progress. Gallantry awards approved to 93 Armed Forces personnel, including 11 posthumous and 305 defence decorations on the eve of Republic Day 2025. India and Indonesia exchange 5 bilateral agreements, including digital development, health cooperation, maritime safety and security. Israel releases 200 Palestinian prisoners after Hamas frees 4 hostages under ceasefire agreement. And in tennis, American Madison Keys clinches Australian women's Grand Slam singles title. President Draupadi Murmu today stated that One Nation, One Election Bill introduced in Parliament promises to redefine the terms of good governance. She said One Nation, One Election plan can promote consistency in governance, prevent policy paralysis, mitigate resource diversion, and reduce financial burden. In her address to the nation on the eve of Republic Day, President Murmu observed that reforms of such magnitude require an audacity of vision. President Murmu underlined that the decision to replace the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure and the Indian Evidence Act with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam was amongst the most noteworthy of such efforts. She pointed out that the new criminal laws place the delivery of justice instead of punishment at the center of the criminal justice system.
The One Nation, One Election plan can promote consistency in governance, prevent policy paralysis, mitigate resource diversion, and reduce the financial burden, apart from offering many other benefits.
President Murmu highlighted that the Constituent Assembly had representatives from all parts and all communities of the country. She said it had 15 women, including stalwarts such as Sarojini Naidu, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Sucheta Kripalani, Hansa Ben Mehta, and Malati Chaudhary.
When women's equality was only a distant ideal in many parts of the world, in India, women were actively contributing in shaping the destiny of the nation. The Constitution has become a living document because civic virtues have been part of our moral compass for millennia.
The President said Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and pride for all citizens. She stressed that in the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain its rightful place in the Committee of Nations. She underscored that justice, liberty, equality and fraternity have always been part of India's civilizational heritage. President Murmu observed that in recent years, India's economic growth rate has remained persistently high. This has created job opportunities for the youth and put more money in the hands of farmers and labourers. The President remarked that the bold and far-sighted economic reforms will sustain this trend in the years to come.
Today, India is taking leadership positions in international forums. This transformation would not have been possible without the blueprint laid down by our Constitution. In recent years, the economic growth rate has remained persistently high, creating job opportunities for our youth, putting more money in the hands of farmers and laborers, and also lifting more people out of poverty.
The President praised the way the government has used technology in the field of finance. She said the digital payment options and direct benefit transfer system have promoted inclusion. She said within a few years, the government has created a robust digital public infrastructure that is among the best in the world. On the subject of education, President Murmu said that the government has increased its investment in education. She said that the last decade has transformed education in terms of quality of learning, physical infrastructure and digital inclusion. President Murmu noted that India is also increasing its participation in cutting-edge research with a series of initiatives. She cited the National Quantum Mission as one such initiative. It aims to create a vibrant and innovative ecosystem in this new frontier of technology. The president also lauded the Indian Space Research Organization for taking giant leaps in space in recent years, including its successful space docking experiments this month. India has now become the fourth country in the world to have this capability. On climate change, the president mentioned two exemplary initiatives by India in this regard. At the global level, India is leading the mass movement called Mission Lifestyle for Environment. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards to 93 Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel, including 11 posthumous on the eve of the 76th Republic Day. These include 2 Kirti Chakras, including 1 posthumous, 14 Shauri Chakras, including 3 posthumous, 1 Bar to Sena Medal Gallantry, 66 Sena Medals, including 7 posthumous, and 2 Nausena Medals Gallantry and 8 Vayu Sena Medals Gallantry. Kirti Chakra has been awarded to Major Manjeet and Naik Dilawar Khan posthumous. Kirti Chakra is awarded for valor, courageous action or self-sacrifice away from the field of battle. The President also approved 305 defense decorations to armed forces and other personnel. The nation will celebrate the 76th Republic Day tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Republic Day parade tomorrow at Kartavya Path will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess, with special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. The Republic Day parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy and take the salute during a ceremonial march past, which will include units from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, auxiliary civil forces, NCC and NSS. President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, will be the chief guest at the parade. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia will take part in the parade. 31 tabloos from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will participate, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat Virasat Aur Vikas. The event will conclude with a flypast by 47 aircrafts. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 3 a.m. on all lines tomorrow to facilitate the public to reach Kartavya Path to witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to Delhi Metro, trains will operate at intervals of 30 minutes until 6 a.m., after which the regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. Delhi Metro has encouraged passengers to plan their travel accordingly and make use of the early metro services to avoid any last-minute inconvenience. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto today held extensive bilateral talks, both in restricted format as well as delegation-level talks in New Delhi. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary East Jaideep Mazumdar said they undertook a review of the entire gamut of bilateral relations within the framework of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The discussions covered cooperation in areas of defence and security, maritime domain, trade and investment, connectivity, digital economy, tourism, health and people-to-people ties. Mr. Mazumdar said President Subianto is particularly interested in the social security and social development programmes of India.
The President is particularly interested in the social security and social development programs of India. He has replicated the midday meal scheme in Indonesia, and he is firmly of the view that the Indian experience is replicable in Indonesia.
The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of 5 bilateral agreements, including on health cooperation, maritime safety and security, traditional medicine, digital development and cultural exchange. Campaigning in the national capital is in full swing for the upcoming Delhi Assembly polls. Our correspondent reports that political parties and candidates are not leaving any stone unturned to win the electoral battle of the city.
All candidates, leaders and star campaigners of the political parties are holding road shows, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns in the city to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed his first public meeting in Rajouri Garden constituency for the Delhi Assembly polls. Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal held multiple rallies in different areas of the city, including Narela, Bhavana and Rohini, to seek voters' support in the favour of party candidates. Meanwhile, Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav interacted with the people in Wadli area. Former MP and Congress candidate from New Delhi Assembly constituency Sandeep Dixit also held door-to-door campaigns in his assembly constituency. Saklain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Uttar Pradesh Roadways has made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth and hassle-free travel for devotees and tourists to Mahakumbh on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya on the 29th of this month. Our correspondent reports that a large fleet of roadways and shuttle buses is operating continuously to help devotees reach their destinations with ease and convenience.
Uttar Pradesh Roadways has introduced a free shuttle bus service during the Mahakumbh to ensure smooth transportation and enhance the experience of devotees. More than 500 shuttle buses within the city will connect key locations across Prayagraj, including major ghats like Sangam, prominent temples, railway stations and bus stands. Talking to Akashwani News, Regional Manager of Uttar Pradesh State Road Transport Corporation Prayagraj, M.K. Trivedi said that over 7,000 roadways buses have been deployed to carry passengers from nearby states.
हर जिले को प्रयागराज से जोड़ा गया है, इसके लिए विशेष कार्य योजना बनाई गई है, प्रचार प्रसार भी किया गया है ताकि लोगों को इसकी जानकारी भी हो और उसका समुचित लाभ भी लेते रहें। इन 7,000 बसों द्वारा सुदूर दूरी पे जो हमारे जिले से उनको पहुंचाने का प्रयास किया जाएगा। 1,000 बसेस इनके अलावा रिजर्व में रहेंगी ताकि कहीं कोई अकस्मता हो, इवैक्यूएशन प्लान हो, उसके लिए हम लोग कृत संकल्पित रहेंगे, उपलब्ध रहेंगे।
32 temporary passenger shelters have also been set up at bus depot to serve as rest and waiting areas. The facilities like bed and blanket will be provided to the passenger free of cost. Vidhanand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Hamas has released 4 female Israeli soldiers held in Gaza as part of the ceasefire agreement, handing them over to Red Cross officials in Palestine Square in Gaza City. On the other hand, Israel has released 200 Palestinian prisoners in return. 70 Palestinian prisoners arrived aboard buses in Egypt on Saturday after being released from Israel as part of a Gaza ceasefire deal, state-linked Egyptian media reported. The ceasefire halted the war, which began when Hamas attacked Israel on the 7th of October 2023. In sports news, in Australian Open tennis women's singles final, the 29-year-old American Madison Keys has claimed her long-awaited Grand Slam title, defeating two-time defending champion Arina Sabalenka in a thrilling match that ended at 6-3, 2-6, 7-5 at Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne. With this victory, Keys etched her name in history as the first woman to defeat the world's top two players at a major since Svetlana Kuznetsova at the 2009 French Open. In men's cricket, India were 44 for 2 in 4.2 overs in the second T20 at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. Earlier, England set a victory target of 166 runs for India. Sent into bat first, the visitors made 165 for 9 in their allotted 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. On the eve of Republic Day, President Draupadi Murmu highlights the nation's strides in science, space exploration and sports as markers of its growing global confidence and innovation. President hails One Nation, One Election Bill as a transformative step toward consistent governance, says India's economic growth story remains a cornerstone of progress. Gallantry awards approved to 93 Armed Forces personnel, including 11 posthumous and 305 defence decorations on eve of Republic Day 2025. India and Indonesia exchanged 5 bilateral agreements, including digital development, health cooperation, maritime safety and security. Israel releases 200 Palestinian prisoners after Hamas frees 4 hostages under ceasefire agreement. And in tennis, American Madison Keys clinches Australian women's singles Grand Slam title. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.